going to talk about this so-called, well, is it a term or is it a phrase, balanced and complete, that we hear that our pets must have in every meal of food that they eat in order for the food that they eat to be healthy and nourishing for them. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit about what this really means and how that term was used to plant an idea in your head to buy what? The lie, of course, because when it's not 100% the truth, it's a lie. All right, let's get to the topic at hand. And I was doing a lot of search for quotes that led me to quotes on human health, because these same terms, balanced and complete, are used, or complete and balanced, however, whichever way you want to put it, are used in human health all the time. And it's this marketing term, basically.
Yep, basically,
that's all it really is.
Yep.
And we know that when we follow those laws of health, then we're going to have balanced and complete life, not just food, not just one thing or the other. Everything that you do in your life will be more balanced and complete. And it's got to be mind, body, and spirit as well, which is why those eight laws of health are not optional. They're like the Ten Commandments. They're not optional. They are mandated for our good. And so if you violate one of the laws of health, and we will run down those very quickly after I share with the quotes, then it's kind of like domino effect. They kind of topple upon each other because
right. There
is an imbalance there. When we talk about balanced and complete, we're talking about following the laws of health. This is not what they mean in marketing. And we're going to have a couple articles for you to reference, you know, if you want to go and read in depth and learn a little bit more about this. And then just follow the trail. Follow the trail where it all goes back. And trust me, it always ends with a pot of gold. Always. The first quote is by Frank Lebowitz, and he says, food is an important part of a balanced diet. I thought that was so funny that I had to read that a few times, and it cracked me up, and I said, yeah, he's right. I mean, okay, we got to qualify what kind of food, okay?
Right.
So that's what we're going to be doing today is qualifying the food. All right, this one was anonymous, and it said, bad dinners go hand in hand with total depravity, while a man properly fed is already half saved. I thought that was really interesting because, again, these bad dinners that we are feeding to our pets in the form of processed junk food in a bag or a can is exactly what's going to happen, the total depravity of that animal. And he is going to manifest the results of that in his life, in his behavior, in his attitudes, in his actions, and definitely in his health, physical health, not just his mental and emotional health, but his physical health. And then this one was by Anthony Bourdain of the book Kitchen Confidential. And he says, I have long believed that good food, good eating is all about risk. Whether we're talking about unpasteurized Stilton, raw oysters, or working for organized crime associates, food for me has always been an adventure. You know what? That's how our animals see it, too. It is an adventure. And again, in its natural state, for our carnivores or our herbivores or omnivores, whichever animal it is that you are talking about, it can never be balanced and complete in a bag or can. That's just not logical or possible.
No matter what they tell you, no matter what's written on the label.
Right. Now, a Thai proverb. Think about this one, you guys. At high tide, the fish eat ants. At low tide, the ants eat fish. So, again, we are talking about this is what animals do. They're going to go for the availability.
Right.
And the last quote is by our very own Dr. Jeannie Thomason, taken right out of her article on balanced complete food. And it says, quote, she didn't know I was going to do this, by the way, so she's probably blushing. quote, imagine going to the grocery store to shop for your family, and every shelf contains bags of what is labeled as 100% complete and balanced processed human food, guaranteed to meet the nutritional needs of all humans. You have no idea what's really in the package. Imagine not ever eating any fresh fruits or raw vegetables, never getting live enzymes and natural occurring nutrients ever. Imagine having to eat this food day after day after day for your entire life. End quote. I did embellish a little bit in there because I know how Jeannie thinks. So I added a couple of things here and there, but the point is that we see eye to eye on this for this very reason. So now I'm going to give you my favorite thing to do, and that's definitions from dictionary.com. The first one is definition of balance. I only took one from the number one on that one, saying being in harmonious or proper arrangement or adjustment, proportion, etc. How is that going to be possible in a bag or a can with a bunch of little nuggets for every single dog that eats that, or every single horse that eats a pellet, every single bird that eats a pellet, or a guinea pig, whatever? How is that possible? I ask you, with synthetic ingredients and all of the junk crushed together in a little pellet that has nothing to do with how they were designed to eat or to obtain nutrients. Go back to Dr. Jeannie's quote repeatedly and read the article so that you can see why I am saying this with such emphatic statements, with such passion. Anyway, number two, the definition of complete. Having, number one, having all parts or elements, lacking nothing, whole, entire, full, that's it. Number two, finished and concluded, a complete orbit. That doesn't really fit. Number one really fits.
Yeah.
I don't think the other one really fits either, so I'll just end with that one. Go back to having all the parts or elements. As we focus on the dog and cat primarily, we do have people that have talked here about with us with horses, and we've had birds, and Dr. Jeannie could talk with you about the birds as well, birds and the bees, and all parts, the whole animal, the whole that we're looking at, they need complete and whole nutrition that is going to be found in a variety.
Right.
And it's going to be found over time, balanced over time.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that we're forgetting. Yes, we all need balanced and complete nutrition. But is that going to come from one bag or can? And I'm going to tell you that there is another article written that basically talks to you that even what they're sharing isn't balanced and complete. They even admit they don't even have criteria, really. This is just simply a marketing term. And if you hear it enough, you're going to buy into that lie. There's a famous quote, and I hope that I can find it. I wish I had found it before we even got started talking here on quotes, and I've shared it many, but it's on what Hitler's propaganda minister said, Joseph Goebbels. Had said that by telling a lie repeatedly, and I'm paraphrasing here, you tell a lie repeatedly until people come to believe it. And this is where we are in society today.
Mm-hmm.
You think if you hear it repeatedly on television, it must be true. I've actually heard people say this in quotes from articles and so forth, say, it's got to be true. It's published. Let me tell you what. There are plenty of novels. I mean, novels are fictitious. They might have fictitious things out there, but just because something is published on a news site does not make it true. Journalists don't even do their homework anymore because the media is bought and paid for as well.
Right.
By the very same pockets that are wanting to brainwash you into believing that this is what your pet needs. We all will get 100% complete and balanced nutrition through variety over time.
Okay.
You don't sit down with every meal and say, okay, is this 100% balanced and complete for my child today with this meal? Let me see. It has this much, you know, vitamin A, vitamin D, and this and this and this. Do you do that, or do you just put together something that's logical with moderate proportions?
And do you really believe that science has been able to get it down to such a fine science that they know exactly which and how many of each nutrient we need, let alone our animals?
Right. Tell me this. Let's go back to Dr. Jeannie's quote and say, if you had this special cereal created just for you, just for humans, and put in a bag, which is where they're heading, by the way, with some of this. In fact, all the time, our animals are the precursor to what they want to do with us. And they're moving us further and further to this. And as long as they can get you to comply, then it's a simple step to bring it to the point where people say, I won't have to think about eating anymore. And you know what? We're at that step. It's like a Soylent Gray is a product that's out there now for humans to drink, and you get all your nutrition in just drinking this one cup of stuff.
Right.
Got news for you. That's not how God designed the body to work, and that's not how it's ever going to work, ever. There's a reason we have teeth. There's a reason our animals have teeth. Dogs have carnivorous teeth. Cats have carnivorous teeth. Ferrets have carnivorous teeth. Teeth that were designed to rip, tear, shred, pulverize, swallow. Not to crunch down on crunchy little nuggets. And if you give them the stuff in the can, guess what? That's still cooked and completely denatured with synthetic ingredients that they cannot digest, that the body only recognizes as a toxin.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to be nutritious at all or balanced and complete at all when there's no, it's a completely denatured food, meaning devoid of any living organisms in the form of enzymes and probiotics for your animal to utilize and be able to digest their food from? I don't care how many percentages they stick on the back of that label and how great a quality they say and how many, you know, little vegetables and things are floating around the front. First of all, think carnivore.
Yeah. There you go.
And the same is true of a cow and a cat and a horse and a rabbit. They don't eat nuggets in the wild. The rabbits eat, they poop green poop and then they poop a black poop. So they eat the green one. They chew their cut. It's like they chew it and then they and then it comes back because there's the way that they're digesting.
Yep.
Their digestion is different than a carnivore. So we see those all around here, out here in the fields. They're not eating pellet. None of the wild animals do. Why do we think our domestic animals do? And I've heard this argument. Because they're domesticated. Excuse me? How did that change their anatomy and physiology?
Right.
And their nutritional needs. Okay, let's run down the laws of health here. There are nutrition according to species needs. And for animals, it's always raw. The only reason humans eat it cooked is because we can. They can't cook.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But there is a raw food movement for humans as well. And more raw is certainly better for us as well.
Sure.
And then there is exercise. And again, exercise is not optional for any animal.
No.
Water is not optional for any animal. And we're talking pure, unadulterated water without chlorine and fluoride and arsenic and all that other junk in it.
Right.
In our water today. It's really hard to find. There are supposed to be minerals in the water, which are often very depleted.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, there's something that we have to consider, that some of the problems and health issues we're seeing in our pets today is a mineral depletion. I would point to many of the problems in our pets with mineral depletion, and Jeannie and I have found a way to at least accommodate that in our animals. Then we go to sun without sunscreen. Thank you very much. Sun and supplements. And supplements, because of what I just said about the water being depleted and the soils being depleted and so forth, we do often have to supplement. But I don't mean individual little vitamins here. I mean little packaged things that you get from your veterinarian and so forth. And I don't, you know, those little tablets. I mean a whole food supplementation, a whole food thing that the body can assimilate readily. And we use fulvicumic acid. Okay,
yep.
So that's one of the things that we use. And then there's probiotics and enzymes, so forth. The vitamins, the minerals, and the vitamins aren't going to work if the enzymes aren't. They all work together. So you've got to have that all from live food, and that's not going to happen in its so-called balanced and complete packaged junk food, because that's all it is.
Yep. It's been heated and processed down to there's nothing left, so they add the synthetic vitamins, which
now,
again...
Synthetics don't work in us either.
Exactly.
You're wasting your money buying synthetic vitamins and supplements of any kind. They need to be a whole food. Then there's temperance. And temperance is an old word for moderation. If your animal's in working hard in agility and trials and everything, you're going to have to accommodate them somehow so that they get good rest and they get the support their body's going to need. Maybe massage and chiropractic. It just, you know, you're going to have to do additional stuff to help that body be healthier. That's because we are to do these things in moderation. They still do need daily exercise.
Absolutely.
And then you need fresh air. Got to find it somehow. I don't know how. You know I have in my home an air purifier now, which is really great. And we diffuse essential oils to keep air clean. You need rest. And I mean rest without all. We have so much electronic and electrical magnetic field interruptions today that is affecting our animals greatly. So I try to turn off and tune out the lights. We dim dark everything as much as possible so our animals can rest. I have grounding mats, all kinds of things to help counteract this. And then lastly, you need to trust in those laws of health that God mandated in nature. If you don't trust those, if you think those are too simple and no, that can't possibly be it. I need this and this and this and this, and it's all going to tumble.
That's right.
And then you're going to believe the lie of balanced and complete and balanced with synthetic stuff. Because my vet said, still poop. In fact, real poop from a raw fed dog would be healthier than the stuff in the bag.
True. Disgusting
and
as it sounds.
It is disgusting, but I mean, people ask us, well, you know, and we hear this all the time, well, why are they eating their poop or the cat's poop or whatever? They have room for some nourishment somewhere, okay?
Right.
You know, and an animal is going to constantly seek to find a way to get their body healthy and keep it healthy.
Yes.
Their instincts are for health, for procreation of the species.
Yep,
absolutely. To sustain the species, not just their individual cells, but so that they will be healthy for procreation. That's just how animals were designed to think and operate, and somehow they still love us in spite of what we're doing to them.
Yes.
In the name of marketing and somebody's bottom line to get richer and fancier homes and all of that. I'm sorry, but I think that is not a viable compromise for any reason. And if you buy into that, then, and you're listening to this today, question how much you really do love or are committed to your animals. And you might think that's a harsh assessment, but I've been there on that side, going through those same things and questioning. And when I was challenged, instead of saying, you know, I kind of like the convenience, I stepped outside of that comfort zone, because otherwise I wasn't being true to my animal lover self. You call yourself something, I call myself an animal lover. If I really am, then I need to step up and do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a label I put on myself, then am I going to live up to that? Because I've had even family members look at me and go, you know,
Mm-hmm.
My dog doesn't really like raw. Really?
Right. Yeah.
How come he'll eat it when we give it to him? Won't eat it when we give it to him, and they're always done. Well, okay, they're going to react to you and your attitude as well. They
right.
pick up on everything in your body language. They're tuned in to you. You're not tuned in to them.
Right.
And so we go back to balance and complete over time. Over time. And there was a funny thing that happened this week. I want to share a couple of these little anecdotes before we close out for today. But there was an article that came up that I saw, and it was on Science Diet, because I understand Blue Buffalo and Science Diet get into arguments all the time over their food.
Okay.
Science Diet was saying that Blue Buffalo needs to stop with their false advertising. And I went, hello?
Yeah,
wait,
really?
What? Wait, what? Who's the one who's false labeling?
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all not true because it's packaged junk food no matter what label is on it. Sure,
that's
some
right.
might have a little bit better ingredients, but are they for the carnivore? Are they to appeal to you and your sensibility for, you know, what you know is whole food for you, vegetables and
right.
fruits? But when you open the bag, does anything in there look like a vegetable, fruit, or a piece of meat to you?
Well, and it doesn't even matter, because it might have started out as a vegetable or fruit, might even have been organic and grown with all kinds of tender, loving care. But by the time it's cooked down into the slurry that they then bake into a biscuit, there's nothing there. So it doesn't really matter what ingredients were started with. It's all the same. And I use my famous quote, is kibble is kibble is still kibble.
Is still kibble. It hasn't changed.
Right.
And lastly, I leave you with, somebody contacted me asking for help, sort of, kind of. Okay, she prefaced it with this. She has this beautiful little dog, and I'm going to leave out details because you never know. She says this dog all eats fine, eliminates and everything, but she can't get her to gain weight because she even tries putting water in the kibble. And the dog won't gain weight. They've done extensive blood work, and everything comes
sure.
back fine and checks out totally fine for her physically. I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah.
They went online to look for food and supplements, and they were so overwhelmed, and they came to my website with my raw feeding page and thought it was a fantastic page. They found it was awesome, bookmarked it, and said now they'll have more options to try more kibble to entice the dog's taste buds. And I went, wait, what? This is a raw feeding page.
Yeah.
And I really struggle with this because I honestly think this was a food person contacting me.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that what else, that the coat was having problems, and which supplement or can they use or official. And then they said, and then here is a great link for you to add to yours. And it was all about retail pet food. If you don't think that these companies don't sink to the lowest of lows, I got news for you. I've had them contact me and say, my dog, this and this and this. And here, what is the crude? I don't know. I want crude oil, crude petroleum, crude. If you look on the back, they wanted the crude this and they wanted the percentage of that and everything because my dog, it does this, this and this. And I said, you're not a pet owner.
Right.
You work for the pet food industry. Take a hike.
Yep.
Because they called the dog an it. Now, I don't call my dog an it, and I'm sure you don't call yours that either. Think about what they are doing, and think about when you watch these. I stay away from the ads. I don't watch the advertising. I don't listen to it. Don't watch it. Don't support it. It never gets a chance to affect my mind.
There you go.
You watch it enough, it will affect your mind. You'll start to buy into it. I invite you to consider walking away from that and embracing what your dog really is. And if you cannot for some reason do that, or your cat or your horse, find an animal that will accommodate you if you're somebody that is squeamish, whatever, overfeeding your dog, cat, a raw diet. There's no such thing as balance complete in any meal. It's over time with variety. And I don't mean a variety of kibble. I mean a variety of proteins for your dogs. And that's in the form of raw food, the flesh that they were meant to consume.